Well, we're opening the program this morning with a familiar friend and a new face to represent it. I'm so pleased to welcome GVI back to the award-winning For the People, the Green Village Initiative. Their website, gogvi.org, a great place to learn more about them, find out how you can volunteer or participate with them, and how to support their important work. Megan Boghetti is our new friend here. She is the outreach coordinator for the Green Village Initiative. Of course, among their many projects, they operate Reservoir Community Farm in Bridgeport. Their mission is to grow food knowledge, leadership, and community through urban gardening and farming, and to create more just food systems in Bridgeport. So, Megan, you stepped into a big shoes, but you were very blessed to have the experience of kind of coming into the job, kind of working in training as you went as a volunteer prior to you taking on this role.
Yeah, thank you so much for talking with me today, John, and thanks to everyone at Connoisseur Media. I'm really excited to be helping continue this longstanding relationship between Green Village Initiative and all the folks over there. I was really lucky that I got to see GVI in many different stages throughout my time with the organization. I started as an intern, actually, in the summer of 2022. As I was still a college student, just dipping my toes into the working world. And then I was able to continue in my work with GVI remotely as I finished up my degree in Pittsburgh. And now I'm getting ready to finally move back to New Haven, get to step foot on Reservoir Community Farms land once again, which I'm really excited about.
So tell me a little bit about your school. Were you in some sort of a program that was tied to the environment or social justice?
Yes, I was an environmental and sustainability studies major at Carnegie Mellon University and was matched as an intern with GVI through Yale School of the Environment, an internship program I did with them. And I've been doing food justice and environmental justice work ever since. I actually just got back from doing some environmental justice work in Italy. I did a 9-month research grant there as I continued working with GVI the whole way through. So really getting to experience what food justice looks like in different contexts, both in the U.S. and abroad. And it's given me a lot of insights while I've still been really deeply rooted in the Bridgeport community and seeing, you know, the struggles and the work that GVI has done to address specific problems to Bridgeport, but also, you know, always very aware of broader problems of food justice that expand beyond just Bridgeport and Connecticut.
Well, with those deep roots in the Park City and knowing the lay of the land, both at the community gardens that are supported by GVI as well as Reservoir Community Farm, could you talk about a couple of the most interesting or important things that you learned, whether it was while you were at Carnegie Mellon and working in the Pittsburgh environment, or traveling abroad, that you thought might be good plugins to the GVI model?
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the clearest through lines for me is how important the access to cultural foods are. Pittsburgh has a really diverse and vibrant immigrant community. And of course, working abroad in the context of Italy, cultural foods are so important, both to bring people together in a social context, as well as making you feel at home and connected to your own culture, even if you're far away from where you or your family originated from. And being able to witness that strong connection that exists across place, it really tuned me into just how important it is, the work that GVI does to make sure that community gardeners have access to the space and the tools and the knowledge that they need in order to not just access those cultural foods, but be able to participate in growing them themselves and then sharing those foods and recipes with their neighbors and community members. It's a really beautiful way to, you know, bring people's diverse backgrounds and knowledge into this context of community and make that something that we can share and connect with each other across a garden bed or a table.
I'm glad you brought up that observation, Megan, because that was one of the things that first struck me about GVI when I first got to know it shortly after it was established. And that was both hearing about and actually being on the farm and witnessing these cultural crossovers of people who may have almost a complete language barrier when it comes to vocal communication, but they can get side by side on their knees with their hands in the dirt and make something happen together that is unique to their cultural representations. And they can teach people across culturally perhaps about some better ways of raising all the crops in somebody's garden, not just the ones that are specific to their cultural diet.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a key part of our mission of food justice that can often get forgotten in this type of work. Not only is it important to access nutritional foods at an affordable price, but accessing the foods that are actually important to you and will bring your culture to the forefront of your diet.
Yeah. Well, let me just give you a quick break. We've been talking for about 7 minutes here. I just want to remind people, and then we'll get back to the conversation. Next Sunday is August 11th. That's 8/11. And for the people, along with our friends at Call Before You Dig, are hoping that that date, 8/11, is going to serve as a natural and convenient reminder for residents to call 811 prior to any digging project, including gardening, to make sure that you have your any underground utility lines marked to avoid unintentionally hitting them. Call Before You Dig, or CBYD, is a nonprofit organization comprised of all public utility companies and municipalities in Connecticut. Call Before You Dig is a free service that provides homeowners and professional excavators with a toll-free call by dialing 811 for locating and marking those underground utility facilities by its members. So when you call CBYD Before You Dig, remember, you really need to, because it's the law in Connecticut. And there's also all sorts of additional information available for you at CBYD.com. And we'll probably be hearing more about this on next week's For the People program. But in the meantime, we're back with Megan Boghetti. She is the outreach coordinator for GVI, the Green Village Initiative. GoGVI.org is their website. It will brief you on all the information you need to know about this organization and give you an opportunity to support it, volunteer for it, or participate with it. So, Megan, let's refocus on GVI here as we sit in the summer of 2024. What's cooking at the farm, and how do you see sort of the change in the personalities and individuals who are handling the operation as taking this nonprofit, this organization, and its efforts to the next level?
Yeah, so the last time that you spoke with GVI was in 2023 at our Harvest Fest, where unfortunately some of our board members shared the news that we were entering a bit of a period of hibernation, and there was a bit of an air of uncertainty how the organization was going to change, but we knew we were lessening our capacity and that our programs would be transforming in ways that were even unseen to us at the time. But really since then, if I could choose one word to describe the environment at GVI, it's been energized. We've been really active. There's been an air of hope. We've been connecting in new partnerships with organizations in Bridgeport to transfer capacity and reach out for help where we needed to continue offering green space and education and opportunities to get into the dirt for the Bridgeport community. And we've been really busy. So we are growing lots of good food at the farm. We're hosting several urban farmers and community organizations who are also using Reservoir Community Farm as a site for food production this year. We have had a fantastic partnership with Groundwork Bridgeport on a youth leadership program. We've also worked with the University of Connecticut Extension's Urban Farmer Training Course. And we have continued our farmers markets. So they're biweekly this year. on Saturdays from 10 to 2 at the farm. The dates for the farmers market in August will be the 10th and the 24th. And we've been able to continue offering double benefits in terms of SNAP, WIC, and senior benefits with the help of the Bridgeport Farmers Market Collaborative.
So that's the 10th and the 24th from 10 to 2?
Yes.
Great. It's interesting because occasionally as I'm talking, you know, farming and agriculture, I'll get asked by people, do you know about any of those farmers markets where we can use SNAP or other, social support programs? And I often remind them that they should not just look for farmers markets that participate, but also those that are have the opportunity to provide that doubling factor. Mm-hmm. That's fantastic that you guys are involved in that. Let's go outside the confines of a reservoir farm and talk a little bit about how you've been able to sustain the community gardening programs in the in the neighborhoods.
Yes. Yeah, so at the beginning of this year, we spent a lot of time working to transfer resources that were previously managed by Green Village Initiative and employees of the nonprofit to those community garden captains who were always extremely invested leaders of the community gardens. There are 12 of them across Bridgeport neighborhoods. So we really worked to make sure they were aware of everything that we had always been doing behind the scenes to keep those community gardens running, and that they had access to the tools and the knowledge that they needed to really take on full ownership of those community garden sites. And we've also still been working really hard to secure funds to keep improving and supporting those gardens. So we actually recently, excitingly, solidified a continuation of our partnership with Tito's Vodka's Block to Block program. Mm. And we'll be doing a rebuild with them of the Ridge Avenue Community Garden this fall, probably around November. You can stay tuned on our website and social media for more information about ways to get involved there. But we're still really invested in continuing to support those sites, even though now the leadership has transferred in terms of community members.
Excellent. Good. I don't know what just happened over the past 10 or 15 seconds. I just wanted to let the listeners know it wasn't their radio. We had a little bit of a block out of some of the things that you were saying, but I'm getting the gist of it that the Tito's initiative is assisting in helping those gardens continue to utilize the resources of GVI, but to slowly sort of become much more independent and thriving on their own.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Very good.
And we also worked with the Connecticut Department of Agriculture to rebuild 52 of the garden beds at Reservoir Community Farm, including more Americans with Disabilities Act certified raised garden beds so that we can support community gardeners of all ages and mobility levels in growing food in the community garden that's hosted at Reservoir Farm.
Oh, that's spectacular. Well, I hope folks that are listening, regular listeners who have heard so much about GVI in the past on our program, and new listeners who may have never heard of GVI and may wonder where they live, why is GVI a pertinent cause? Well, I can tell you that all you need to do is plan to spend an hour or two at the farm at one of their events at their farmer's market, or just get in touch with them through their website and visit and find out and get an eye on the magic that's happening and get your hands in the dirt or sample some of what's being grown there, including the fabulous array of ethnic foods. And is there a plan for a harvest fest this year, Megan?
Yes, we're hoping so. There'll be more details on that soon. But good. For now, if anyone would like to spend some time at the farm, we do have open volunteer days every single Friday and Saturday from 10 to 2. You can just show up at 1469 Reservoir Avenue in Bridgeport every Friday and Saturday. Or if you have a group that would like to volunteer, you can email Diego@gogvi.org to arrange a time for your group to come spend some time at the farm.
Megan Boghetti is Outreach Coordinator for the Green Village Initiative and Reservoir Community Farm in Bridgeport. Megan, great to chat with you, and I can't wait to visit, and we'll see you again. Thank you for your time this morning.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.